bin chadami over teicha asara pligi. And the machleikis says we are throwing it through within 10 tefachim of the Rishus Rabin that has a shame Rishus Rabin to it. So drashi v'teich yud. Dino l'malam yud, because if you throw it, l'malam yud, is you're in one Rishus Yochid. You're throwing it across the street. Now when it's going across to Rishus Rabin, if it would be higher than Yud Tefachim, is lav avi Rishus Rabin move. Like we spoke about last time, that more than Yud Tefachim high is not considered like Rishus Rabin. Ela avi mokim turu. Gafilu kluta leka. There wouldn't even be a shiloh from kluta. Kluta means the chayfet is going through a Rishus Rabin. It's in the avir or the air of the Rishus Rabin. So the Kiva says that's considered as if it landed on the ground. So you want to say it's pshita terab, but that's the machlokes. For me, boy, the rabba had this for shiloh. The boy, rabba cleared a shiloh. Lomat the miyut pligi. Where is the machlokes chachomim and Rabbi Kiva? In this case, we are throw from one rishus yochid into another rishus yochid, and it's going through rishus rabin. Do we say the machlokes says we're going lomat the miyut pligi? Then of all pligi, what's the machlokes? Like we're saying, Rabbi Kiva, sava kluta kemishun chadami, rabban and savi leyam in a kluta kemishun chadami. They don't hold in this small kluta. So therefore, you made yakir in rishus yochid, and it landed in another rishus yochid. Shiti a potter. But according to this tzad, if you would throw the chayfets above yutfachim of the avi rishus rabin, so it went through like an avi mokim tur, is kuliyama is potter, divri hakopotter, and what's the chiddush now? Udu kuliyama lo yafinan zorek mimoshit. You do not learn out the malacha of zorek from the malacha of moshit. Moshit is handing. You hand from one to another. Now in the Mishkan, they used to hand the kroshim of the Mishkan from one agola to another agola. They used to have wagons, and the people on this wagon would put a kerish, and they want to pass it down. They would pass it down from this wagon to the next wagon. So, and the wagon itself was more than yud tefachim high. So a person was standing on this wagon, and he would put hand it over to the person standing on this wagon. That's called the melacha. So your moishit from this rishus yochid through a rishus rabin into another rishus yochid yechayim. That's the malach of Moshit. Now Moshit is even the malam yutzvachim, even though it's the malam yud, that's called the malach. So we're going now zorik, though everybody holds lo yafina zorik Moshit. Only in the Mishkan they handed the kroshim were heavy pieces of wood. They used to hand it from one person to another person. That's the malachim. But if you take something and just throw it, then they didn't throw the kroshim in the Mishkan. Therefore, throwing you have to come on to a rishus yochid to a rishus rabin. But here we throw from one Rishus Yochid into another Rishus Yochid, everybody holds your potter. That's this tzad. If you'd be throwing it l'malam meyud, you'd zichah be potter. Even though there's a meleches moshit, moshit is only when you hand. Well, we'll soon see one Rashi.
Wait.
What?
So what? So even if they're passing, but it's never going into the Mishkan. That's
a melacha that they did in the Mishkan. That they handed from Rishus Yochid through Rishus Rabim into another Rishus Yochid Yechayim. Nothing to do with the fact that it landed in Rishus Rabin. Just the fact that it passed through it, Yechayim. That's a new mitzvah of a melacha Moshit. So we're saying now we do not learn out Zerich for Moshit. That's only Moshit when you hand it. But if you're here, you're throwing the chayfets, everybody holds your potter. That's one shayla. That's the way you did in the Mishkan. This one
says.
Yeah, right. The Malam Yud in the Mishkan. Avlamalu the Vakapotel couldn't look at the Mishkan. I Duma is not Gemara Nei. I Duma Rabbi Shalom was like this. I Duma Lamalam Yud. Listen, I Duma Lamalam Yud Pligi. The Machlekes Faket, we are throwing it Lamalam Yud. And you're standing in Rishus Yochid, and you're throwing it higher up Lamalam Yud, leading into the next Rishus Yochid. Well, the whole Pligi, this is the Machlekes. You do learn out the melachas zorik from the melachas moshit. Since in the Mishkan they used to hand pieces of the kroshim of the wood of the Mishkan lamala meyud, they handed it from one agola, one wagon which was Rishus Yochid, to another wagon which is also Rishus Yochid. But since in between was the Rishus Rabim Yechayiv, so Rabbi Kiva, who then if you throw? If you throw from Rishus Yochid into another Rishus Yochid, Yechayiv. As even though the Akira is in the Rishus Yochid and the Anoch is in the Rishus Yochid, still Yechayiv. Rabbon and Tzavri, no, lo yalfin and Zorik Mimoshid. We do not learn out Zorik Mimoshid. In the Mishkan, they only used to pass the Kroshim. Moshid means your hand from one hand to another hand, but not Zorik. They never threw something Lamala Meyud. So that's the machlokes of Kiev and the Rabbonim. What will be our lamata miyut? But on this side, what's going to be if they throw it lamata miyut? It could be divrei hakol chayiv. Everybody holds you chayiv, but everybody holds you'd say the svara kluto kimishun chadomi. So rather have a shiloh. What's the machlokes of Kiev and the Rabbonim? Is the machlokes lamata miyut if you say kluto, or no? The machlokes is lamala miyut if you learn out zurek from Moshe. But at this side, everybody holds lamata. You would say kluta kemishin chadami. My time is at tomorrow. I'm reading kluta kemishin chadami. Of course, everybody would say that tomorrow. So, like us was saying, Rabbi says for pshitas that we only go according to Rabbi Kiva. Mashmim the machlekes says lamata neyud, and if you say kluta or not. So tomorrow nechnami holy kash, it's not shver. Bossa the boy first Rabbi had for shaila. He was masufik. What's this machlekes for Rabbi Kiva and the rabbonim? Is the machlekes where they throw it from Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid through Rishus Rav? Is the machlekes they throw is lamala miyud, or else the machlekes they throw only lamata miyud? So the Mora Hoda afterwards ishutalei. He himself was pushed it. The Sover Rabbi Kiva kluta kemishun chadami. That Rabbi Kiva holds no. It's only a machlekes when you throw it lamata miyud. As everybody holds, if you throw it lamala miyud, you'd be potter. Because you don't learn out Zurich throwing from Moshe handing one to the other. Machlokes here is when you throw it lamata miyud through the avir of Rishus Rabin. That Rabbi Kiva holds a new svara when it goes through the avir it kami kishun chadami as if it landed on the ground for a second and then it went further. That's why yichayid. And the Rabbanim say no, it's never considered like it landed in the Rishus Rabin. So you made yakir in Rishus Yochid and it landed halach in Rishus Rabin. In such a case you put it. Such Rashi. V'teich you said zerek mimoshes Rashi. Dilu b'moishet by handing v'rishus hayochid v'rishus hayochid derech v'rishus rabim through v'rishus rabim afilu lamala afilu lamala even on top miyud kaim lam aperek hazurik. Gemara says later in aperek hazurik v'chayiv the afinan me'agolah shel midbar. We learn out from the agolas from the wagons in the midbar shemoshita nesakroshim izuluzu. They used to hand the kroshim from one wagon to another wagon. The wagon itself was Rishus HaYochid. It was Lamala Meyud, the wagon. Ubeinayim, in between one wagon to another wagon, was a Rishus HaRabim. They didn't throw the kroshim. Shloi is kalkulu. You don't want the woods to break or to be miskalkuled. So the malacha they did in the Mishkan was called Moshe. They used to hand from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. It's the case of the Yechayim. Even though it's Chiddush Chutz of Life Shnayim Shasu, we'll see later the kashas on this. But that's the way they did it in the Mishkan, and for that Yechayim. So the Shalom is, though, we say you don't run out Zurek, though. Zurek throwing, that wasn't in the Mishkan, that will hold your foot. And that's where we're coming out. The Rabbi was Pshita, if you throw it Lamala Meyud, you Zicha Potter. You don't run out Zurek for Moshe. The machlokes is only when you're throwing it within yutfachim of the Rishus Rabin, it's going through the avir of the Rishus Rabin. So the Kiva holds this new svara, kluta kemishuncha. When it comes into the avir, into the air of the Rishus Rabin, it's considered like it landed. So it's called yimei hanocha. So according to the Kiva, pshiti you see, you do not need a makam dalad al dalad. Because this landing, this so-called lomdusha landing, is zikha not called like it really landed on the chosh of a makam dalad al dalad. So mela, our Mishnah that says, when the Oni stick his hand inside the house and took a piece of bread out of the Balabas's hand, is Chayiv, it's called, he made the Akira from Rishus Yochid and put it down outside, his Chayiv goes according to the Kiva. But the question was, the Balabas's hand is not Dalad Adalad, so why when you take it out of his hand by Yechayiv, it wasn't Munich and Makam Dalad Adalad? The Torah says, our Mishnah goes according to the Kiva. That you did not need this Chosh for Makam Dalad Adalad. For at the Gemara, that's still not good. For at the Gemara, Vidilma, you only have a raya, hanocha hudulay boy. Maybe you only see according to Rabbi Kiva, you do not need hanocha, a choshev a mokam dalad al dalad. Abuhu akira boy? Maybe in akira you would need. Maybe to be akira, to start the malachim, there's a chayfetz mitchila has to be called its munach, it's resting in a place. And you're being akira from that mokam. So when you take it out of a mokam, maybe that's where it has to be mitchila in a choshev a mokam dalad al dalad. And that we don't have in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the Balabas is holding the bread in his hand, and now the person on the outside sticks his hand in and takes it out of the Balabas's hand. So for why Yechayah, the Balabas's hand is not Dalal Adalit. And maybe for Nakiri you need Dalal Adalit. You only see Rabbi Kiva's Mekel by the Hanocha. Rabbi Kiva's case was you picked it up from Rishus HaYochid, that was Dalal Adalit, and you threw it through the Shus HaRabin. So So you see, it's called Nunach. You don't need Dalad Dalad. But maybe the Akira is more chashiv than the Anocha. Because an Akira is called you're starting the Melocha. We all face it stands because the whole Yisrael to say you should need Dalad Dalad because from the Pasuk Al Yetzi Ish Nimkoimai. And usually a Mekoimai Shaladim is Dalad Amas. Usually your place is called Dalad Amas. So the Makor coming out from is from the Akira. Al Yetzi Oda means don't go out from your Rishus Yachid, means don't make the Akira from your house to walk out to Rishus Rabin. That's the most kasha. Maybe it's more mistavro that an akira has to be in a choshev mokum. You have to take it out of a choshev place where it was resting in the mokum dal dal. In a chanami, Reb Kiva says the anocha could be even kluta. The anocha, if you put it down in somebody's hand, that would be good. You'd be chayiv. But the shalom is, how does the Mishnah say that even for the akira you chayiv? Maybe for the akira, according to everybody, should have to have a choshev mokum. That metchilu the chayfas had to be resting in a choshev, a place dal dalad, and then you make an akira from that mokum. But it's shver the Mishnah. When the chayfas was in the balabas's hand, why when the yoni outside sticks his hand and takes it out of his hand, is he chayiv? He didn't take it from a mokum dal dalad. For the marvadum anachu do loy boy, or the hakira boy, maybe even a crunch of kiva, you have to have an akira from the makam dal dal dalid. So it's still shver al mishnah. Elo zakti gemara, omar rabbi yosef, who does our mishnah go like that will bring your rai, even the akira doesn't have to be from a choshev makam dal dal dalid, homani rebbe. Our mishnah goes like rebbe. For the gemara, hi rebbe, which din of rebbe do you have a rai that akira does not have to be from a choshev makam dal dal dalid? Eli mahotetanya, this din, Zorak, if somebody was standing in the Rishus HaRabin and he threw it Dalad Amos in the Rishus HaRabin, usually that's a new type of a melacha. If you throw Dalad Amos in the Rishus HaRabin and it lands in the Rishus HaRabin, you're also chayiv. Who then if you maver Dalad Amos, you pick a chayvat up in the Rishus HaRabin and you walk Dalad Amos and put it down, you're chayiv. Who then if you throw it Dalad Amos, you're chayiv in the Rishus HaRabin. Here the case was Zorak, Venach Agabe Ziz Kolshu, and landed on a ziz. A ziz means a piece of wood sticking out of a building, like a small piece of wood, which was not dal da dalet. It was a very small piece of wood sticking out. So Rebbe Mechayif, Rebbe says Yechayif. So again, you see that you do not have to have the anoch and the mokum dal da dalet, because this ziz kolshu is only a kolshu. It's only a small piece of wood sticking out in the Rishus HaRabim. So Vayis says it was sticking out less than Yutzvachim, so it's called now as Munach for Rishus HaRabim, Yechayif according to Rebbe. But Chomim Petrim, Chomim say Yepoter, Poshet they hold, it's not called a Mokom Dalad Dalad, therefore Yepoter. So our Mishnah go according to Rebbe. For the Gemara name, there's no Raya at all from this case. Hosfim to the boy Lameim Lekamon, Kidi Abaya. Like we want to say later, we'll say it in Bav Ches, the way Abaya answered this Gemara. The Yomar Abaya, Hoche, what are we talking about? The Elon, the tree, Hoimid Rishus HaYochid. It's the bark of the tree, the ground of it is Rishus HaYochid. The noifoy, the branches of it, noitel Rishus HaRabim. The branches come out sticking into Rishus HaRabim. The zorak v'nacha noifoy. If you were standing Rishus HaRabim, and you threw a dal damas, and it landed now on a small branch of this tree, which is Rishus HaRabim. Right. Is the Rebbe, Sav Rebbe holds Amrinon, Shad Yenoifoy, Vosa Ikroy. So Rashkan's Svar is, we say the branch goes after the Ikra tree. Since the Ikra, the bark of the tree, is the Choshev HaMokim, that is Dalad HaDalad, even though this branch coming out of it is a small branch, it's not Dalad HaDalad, we're Machshev, this top Mokim, as if, just like the bottom, is the Choshev HaMokim, and all the branches coming out of that Mokim is also called the Choshev HaMokim. So Mele, it's called, was Munach, Rishus HaRabin, on a Choshev HaMokim. As you say, Shadya, we put, Noifoy, the branch is Bos Ikroy. You give the branch the same thing as the Ikra of the tree. Rabbonin, Tzav Rabbonin say, no. Lo Yarinon, Shad Yenoifoy Bos Ikroy. We don't say this Svara, that we put the Noifoy Bos Ikroy. Therefore, the small branch where it landed on is not Dalad HaDalad. So come say, Yepoter. That's why Yepoter. But it's no riot to our Mishnah. Because even according to Rebbe that says Yechai, it is not the Pshat Rebbe holds, you don't need a Mokom Dalad HaDalad. The pshat is you have a mokum dalad dalad. That since the ikka, the bark of the tree, is dalad dalad, he holds a svara, all the branches that come out of this bark is also like a chashiv a mokum dalad dalad. Mashenkin al Mishnah, where just the balabas is holding the bread in his hand, even the ikka, the feet of a person, is not dalad dalad. The man himself is not called a chashiv a mokum dalad dalad, he himself. And his hand for sure is not dalad dalad. That's still Shver the Mishnah. Why, when the Balabas is holding the Chayfas in his hand, why do we say Yechayah, the one that takes it out of his hand is not Dal Dalad? Such Rashi. Zorak Mirishus HaRabim, mitchilas dalid l'soiv dalid. You threw something in Rishus Rabin through dalid amas, so therefore you should be chayiv. V'naach agave ziz. It landed on a small piece of wood. Mikol eitz hayetzim in akoisa. Usually ziz means a piece of wood sticking out of the wall. Kori ziz, that's called a ziz. Is Rabbi Mechayiv alma d'loy boy hanach a mokam dalid? You see, you don't need a mokam dalid. The Moritz says no. We go like Abaye says later that the swari shadya noifoi bossi ikroi. You put the branches bossi the ikro the tree. The heavy is a trashi kemunach rishus rabin. It's still considered like a smunach rishus rabin. Al mokam dalid. That this branches now has a chshivas like a mokam dalid dalid. Why? The ikur mechashav lelanoif. That since the bark of the tree, the bottom, is a choshev amokum dalad or dalad, that makes all the branches that come out of that bark also a choshev amokum. So it landed on the bark, on the branch, all the way up there, which is in Rishus HaRabim. It's considered, Rashi says, like it landed Rishus HaRabim, just it has the mile as if it's dalad or dalad.
Isn't that a case of Moshe? So this is the case of
Zorik. We're not talking about Moshe.
I understand, but isn't our Mishnah a case of Moshe?
Just some. Our Shaila is now you need a mokim dal dal dal. What's the difference?
Nakira. Yeah, but Zorik Moshe Glayalfino, that's what we said.
That's for something else. That's how you're doing the Melacha. But Shaila is Nakira. The Mishnah is not Moshe, the Mishnah. The Mishnah is called Nakira. You took it out from here, from Rishus Yochid, and you put it to Rishus Rabin. That's not Moshe. That's called you made nakiri. So you carry something from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. Moshe is something else. Moshe you put from one Rishus Yochid into another Rishus Yochid. Yeah. So kids here, there's no raya for tomorrow. And by the time there's the kasha, even the havamin is very shver. Because we're only bringing the raya according to Rabbi again that the hanocha doesn't need dalal dalal. We already have Rabbi Kiva that holds you only dalal dalal for the hanocha. Though kasha was, though maybe the akira needs a makam dalal dalal. So what was the Havamina B'chal of the Gemara? The Gemara brings Raya from Rebbe. Rebbe is only talking about again about the Hanocha. Alright, so Gemara just answers better. The Gemara says B'chal, but Rebbe have no Raya at all. According to Rebbe here, when it landed on the branches of this tree, it's considered like a Mokam Dal Adalid because of the bark. Right? Elazot Gemara Ho Rebbe. I'll bring you Raya from a different Rebbe. Titania. Zorak Rishus Rabin Rishus Rabin. Somebody threw from one Rishus Rabin into another Rishus Rabin. So for that alone you'll be potter, if it didn't go dal damas in the Rishus Rabin itself, Rishus HaYochid b'yemza. The Imam is standing by the end of one Rishus Rabin, then there's a Rishus HaYochid, and you throw it over the Rishus HaYochid into the beginning of the next Rishus Rabin. Is Rebbe Mechayiv. Rebbe holds Yechayiv, V'chom and Poitrin. Chom is Sahir Yepotter. The Chom is very good, because you made an Akir Rishus Rabin, and an Achir Rishus Rabin. You only chayiv if you have avoras dal damas. It has to go dal damas through the Rishus Rabin. He didn't go dal damas through the Rishus Rabin. It went dal damas through Rishus Yochid. That's not called avoras dal damas Rishus Rabin. So chum say poshi yipotur. You didn't do any malacha here. The Rebbe holds yichayiv though. Why is Rebbe holds yichayiv? The Yomer Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel mechayiv hoye Rebbe shtayim. Rebbe holds yichayiv even for two malachas right now. Achas mishum hoytso. V'yachav nishum hachnosa. So here the svar is, you say, kluta kemishun chadami. As Rebbe holds, when you throw it from the Rishus HaRabim through the Rishus HaYochid, it's considered like it landed in the Rishus HaYochid. So you made a hoitzor, you made hachnosa, from Rishus HaRabim, you brought it into the Rishus HaYochid, that's called hachnosa. First you made hachnosa. You were standing in Rishus HaRabim. You threw it through the Rishus HaYochid. So sit it like it came into Rishus Yochid and landed on the floor. You made Achnosa. Now it's still going weiter to the next Rishus Rabin and sit it like you made the Akira now. You picked it up again and it went weiter to Rishus Rabin. That's called you made Hoitzor. That's why you chayef for two. You chayef for the Hoitzor and for the Achnosa. It's by standing in Rishus Rabin, throwing it through Rishus Yochid, landing another Rishus Rabin, you chayef for two. So here's a good raya. You see, claw the Akira and the Hanocha is considered through a din of Tlut, Kemishun Chadami, which is not called the Chosh V'mokam Dal Adalad. It never really landed in the Rishus HaYochid. Just since it went through the Aver of the Rishus HaYochid, it's considered like it has a din Munach in this Mokam now, and right as if you picked it up again and you threw it again into Rishus HaRabim. So according to Rebbe, you have claw raya. Both the Hanocha and the Akira does not need a Chosh V'mokam Dal Adalad. The Gemara Alma Leiboi Akiram V'Loi Hanocha Mokem Dal Adalit. That's the reason why Yechayiv too here. So the Gemara Vaitin is no rise from here. No, Hoyitma Lo. We learned on this Ravu Shmuel Yarmatavayu. both Rav and Shmuel, both Masba, what's Pshan, Rebbe?